Morning to you. Now, on yesterday's show, you would have heard, or maybe you didn't, you're the property economist, Professor Francois Virilli from UCT, about the decline in property prices in South Africa. And many of you wanted to know, hold on, if the property prices are decreasing, why has my valuation gone up? So there's no better person to ask than Alderman Ian Neilson, Deputy Mayor and Mayoral Committee Member for Finance. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Keno.
So, I mean, obviously we need to look at the various segments in the market. Some, the lower part of the segment, those prices seem to be increasing. But your upper mid and upmarket areas, those house prices seem to go down, be going down steadily. How does that affect valuations?
Well, obviously it affects valuations in an important way. And this is the reason why we need to have general valuations regularly, so that we constantly are able to track these changes in the market. So, I mean, the current valuation that is now in operation is a valuation dated 1st of July 2018. So the question is, what was the value of the property on that date, not what is it now in 2019?
Absolutely.
So that you know, in terms of the rate bills that people are getting now, that's what it is based on. So, I mean, the law requires us, or all municipalities, to do general valuations at least every 5 years. In the city of Cape Town, we do it every 3 years because we believe we must constantly adjust valuations according to the market. Now, but I think the most important thing here is that it is not the absolute value of the property that's important. It is rather the relative value of that property against the rest of the market. So, okay, for example, if all properties went up by 10%, what would happen is that the city would adjust its cent in the rand down by 10%, because we would say we are targeting to get 10 billion rand in for rates, and this is what the cent in the rand that we need for that.
Yeah.
So, but now if every property came down, up or down by the same amount, it would have zero impact on the rates that people pay, because we would simply adjust the cent in the rand accordingly.
Okay.
So the issue is this: it's how the different markets work relative to each other. So, for example, now between the 2015 and 2018 valuation, we saw, for example, very big increases on the Atlantic seaboard, for example. Across the city, the general increase in valuation was around 34% on residential properties. But you had areas that were much more than that, so they've ended up paying more on their rates. There have been areas, for example, in the southern suburbs, for example, where properties only went up 20% in that period. They are, in fact, now paying slightly less on their rates because they are below the rest of the market. So one must always understand this is the relative aspect rather than the absolute that's important.
Alderman Ian Neilson there, Deputy Mayor and also Mayoral Committee Member for Finance in the City of Cape Town.